And here's what was promised at the World's Fair. It was promised at the World's Fair, the 1963 World's Fair, that everybody would be living underwater by now. They would have the option to be living underwater by now. And, no, really. And that there would be, what is it called? Flying cars. We were absolutely told by our parents that by now there would be flying cars. But there are no flying cars. In fact, the cars are arguably less interesting, less attractive than they were in 1962. For about an hour and a half, I owned a 1962 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. This car was magnificent. I bought it on eBay for like $12,000, stupidest thing I ever bought, but it was magnificent. It floated. On the three or four occasions when it actually worked, and I'd be going down the highway at 60, this car floated. And everything was lit just right. It had a glow to it, a beautiful glow. And it was the first year that there was factory air. And the first year that there was factory cruise control, which was electromechanical. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see the electromechanical cruise control? It wasn't a nice little button on your steering wheel. No, no, no. It was a series of levers and pulleys and string that actually, when you turned a dial, it depressed your gas pedal. Mechanically depressed your gas pedal. And then if you hit the brake, it's supposed to have released it. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. But these were some of the things that we were promised at the World's Fair. My parents have told me about this many times, the things that were promised at the World's Fair. All right? What else was promised at the World's Fair? Oh, yes, that everything would be grown in the air, that hydroponic plants would be the norm. That would be the norm. Unbelievable. And that we'd all be living underwater in beautiful aquarium-type housing and getting to and from work in flying cars that magically would never run into each other. But 50 years ago, for the people who are around at the first space launch 50 years ago, if you were around at the first space launch 50 years ago, you tell me if this isn't true. 50 years ago, when man went to the moon for the first time, this came with a promise. And what was the promise? The promise was that man would head out from this point, from the moon, and get to Venus, get to Mars, Jupiter. Interstellar travel was completely possible. This was moments after the first Star Trek appeared on television. And for many people, I believe it was probably the first show they saw in color. Star Trek was probably, not only did it paint a picture of the future, but it also painted their television in colors that they had never seen. Star Trek in color. The rich person down the block, the doctor who had a TV, right? They saw Star Trek in color. And the moon landing came with a promise that 50 years from now, we'd be living on other planets. We'd be living in space. We'd be living in weightless environments. Cancer would be cured. There'd be no more zits. The hemorrhoids would go away. The anal fissures would go away. It'd all be done. That's what we were promised 50 years ago, based on the things I've seen in Life magazine and the New York Times and official news reports. And it's fascinating that we are inundated in the past month on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and oddly, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and nobody wants that. Let me help you. Nobody wants it. I'm so glad that was canceled. But the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, that's a great achievement in mankind, but that's not important. What's important is, where's the promise? Promises were made on that moon landing that certain things would be happening by now. That we'd be living on Venus. We'd be living underwater on the moons of Jupiter. None of that has happened. None of the promises of the future that you see at Epcot, you see movies of the World's Fair from 1963, none of those things about the future has happened. We are not living in weightless environments. We still can't. There was one of the things on the Jetsons. Remember on the Jetsons? I watched it recently with my kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. There were supposed to be robots to clean up our house. That hasn't happened. I can't even pay somebody $200 a day to clean up my house. There are no robots to clean up our house. No self-driving cars, and I don't want them. But they were supposed to be. And George Jetson always was able to radio the car next to him and just have a conversation about how are you doing. Well, that sort of happened with CB radio. I swear to God, it was better with CB radio than with cell phones. Every cell phone conversation ends with the words, hello, hello, hello. Oh, my God. Therefore, I feel it is reasonable for me to demand of a NASA rocket scientist, what the hell happened? What the hell happened? Well, wait. 50 years ago, our parents were promised that people would be living on the moon. We'd be living on Mars. There have been more money spent on movies about living on Mars than spent on going to Mars, than spent on actually living on Mars. And therefore, coming up in just seconds, the greatest guest in the history of Sterling on Sunday, Stephanie Osborne. Stephanie Osborne. Yes, Stephanie Osborne is going to share with us why for 50 years we've done nothing. We've done freaking nothing. Russia doesn't do anything. China doesn't do anything. And we haven't done anything to expand our role in space. We just keep going around in space in a very sporting, very boring shuttle mission. And then every now and then we'll see a feed from the shuttle, and we'll see an astronaut with a bubble of water, like a ball of water, eating the ball of water, and everybody goes, woo! And then they talk to school kids. Yes, it's great in space. Space is the future. Thanks for your call. Oh, that doesn't look like my future. That looks like a bad day on the shuttle from New York to Washington. It doesn't look like a great future at all. Stephanie Osborne, an actual NASA rocket scientist, will explain things. Then coming up later tonight, our friend James Copeland will share what it's like to actually be living in a recreational vehicle. College graduate. He graduated to living in a dilapidated recreational vehicle. Then Annie the bartender has how to beat a hangover from a professional bartender. All of that in you. Plus, right now, if you go to Facebook Live, if you go to Facebook Live right now, because we are live right now, you will see a live stream from my laundry room. I actually do the show in the laundry room. I don't have some fancy apparatus like Zach Zhang. Zach Zhang, who introduces that Gillies woman from Dynasty, and all of a sudden he gets a fancy studio. I'm sitting here in the laundry room, and you can see my laundry room right now. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. That's my Facebook page, and you will see a live video stream of my laundry room right now.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
I love forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter is a company that has a website just for men. It has spectacular products for men. Remarkable hand and skin creams that smell like they're for guys and not like your kindergarten teacher. Or they have products to help stop balding. Medicine to stop balding. Have I gotten your attention yet? Not yet? Okay, ready? They have boner medicine. Boner medicine at the right price. You remember for like 20 years you could get boner medicine. It cost $4,000. It wasn't worth the date. But now you can get boner medicine at forhims.com/Walter for free. For free. For free. You go to the website, forhims.com/Walter, and you answer a few questions with a real doctor who's going to give you a real prescription, and then they will send you the boner medicine wherever you want it. Did you hear me say medicine? That's because if you have trouble getting a boner, it's not because of a social condition or you don't love your partner. It's because of a medical condition, and that requires a medical solution. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail. The Leginas. Reptoids. Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
You're dealing with summer thunder tomorrow, upper Midwest. Deadly heat in the south. Wildfires out west all week long. Anything in the tropics? We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story of a man saved by a Florida miracle during a shark attack. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Oh my gosh, you have to see this amazing fit of technology. Go to Facebook to Walter M. Sterling and watch the live stream from our laundry room. I broadcast from the laundry room. I don't have some fancy studio. You know, we're not at KDKA or something fancy like Camo X or something. No. I'm in my laundry room. Laundry room. Stephanie Osborne is now a prestigious and very important author. But Stephanie Osborne is also a PhD and a NASA rocket scientist. And that means Stephanie Osborne knows more than you or me or anybody I've ever met. And she's my favorite guest ever. Welcome, Stephanie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Very excited to speak to you. I need you to talk right into that phone and speak very loud. Will you do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, no speaker phones, none of that nonsense.
Is that better?
Well, we'll see. Now, okay. Stephanie, I have one question to ask you because it hit me in waves the past month. As people are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, not important, and the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, very important. As they're celebrating this, it hit me in wave after wave after wave. I'm thinking about the exhibits at Epcot and the promises made 50 years ago at the moon landing. And the promises at the 1963 World's Fair that my parents told me about. And the fact is that shortly after the last moon landing, Apollo 13, which didn't quite make it, shortly after Apollo 13, why aren't we on Mars? Why aren't we living in space? Why isn't a normal event for people to spend their senior year on the space station? Like, wait, 50 freaking years. Let's do the math. From 1970 at the moon landing, 50 years back, that was 1920. And between 1920 and 1970, 50 years, there were a world war and a half, the Korean War. There was a factory-installed air in the cars. And more importantly, there was a television, color television, FM radio, and the commercialization of AM radio, just to name a few. Oh, and there were no more party lines in rural areas of America. Everybody had their own phone. That was just off the top of my head in 50 years, and power brakes and power steering. Off the top of my head in 50 years from 1920 to 1970. Okay. In space, between 1970 and today, almost nothing. What the hell happened, Stephanie?
Well, it actually started earlier than that, Walter. It started back during JFK's presidency. It turns out that... Now, I remember the moon landing, all right? July 1969, I was a kid. I was a little kid, but I remember it. But what I'm now realizing, especially after, you know, like you, I followed all of the documentaries and the celebrations and the retrospectives and everything, and I'm beginning to realize that there were things that my little kid brain did not understand about the politics behind it. It turns out that the moon landing was not about space exploration. The moon landing was about beating the Soviet Union. It was about beating them to the high ground. You know, the old, he who has the high ground controls the battle. Well, space is the ultimate high ground. In fact, there are actually audio tapes of JFK going, did I screw up here in calling for us to put a man on the moon? I mean, you know, it's way harder than I expected it to be, and I'm wondering now, and I'm not interested in space exploration. I just want to make sure the Russians don't take it. And that there's audio recordings of him saying that. And so I began realizing last month myself that was never about space exploration. It was all a political maneuvering. you got to remember, JFK was coming straight out of the Cuban Missile Crisis at that point. So this is okay, we'll see your Cuban missiles and we'll raise you the moon. And so at this point, I began realizing, whoa, this was not quite what I thought. And that was one of the reasons why people were so into it.
Well, I believe.
And then when JFK got assassinated, well, that pretty much clinched the deal. Because now this, you know, we have this great president who called for this great thing. Now we got to do it. But there wasn't a will behind it greater than let's beat the Russians. Once we'd beaten the Russians, both the politicians all the way up to Nixon, and Nixon actually hated JFK, so he was not at all unhappy about being able to kill the program. But all the way up to the president, the politicians, and the general population lost interest because, okay, now we've done what we set out to do. We beat the Russians to the moon. Okay, let's get on with our lives. And actually, the latter moon launches didn't even get that much press, and the people were not interested. And so there is the reason why we haven't gotten any further, is because Capitol Hill and the rank and file people of America haven't pushed for it.
Now, Stephanie, one of the things I realize in reading that is long forgotten is we almost lost that race to the moon. The Russians
That's right.
were doing really well.
Until they pulled the stupid.
What was that?
The stupid was something called the Nedelin incident.
What
the
was
Nedelin
that?
Incident was a particularly horrible accident that didn't need to happen. Because they had two principal, their equivalent to our Wernher von Braun. There were a couple of guys, and one of them fell out of favor with the Soviet establishment and actually got sent to the gulags. The other guy was a field marshal. He was military. You got to remember that the Soviet Union, they didn't differentiate between military and civilian usage. It was all military to them. So the Field Marshal Nedelin got put in charge of their space program. And they were getting ready to test a very, very significant and very large rocket. And this rocket used something called, that was nicknamed the Devil's Venom.
Whoa, wait. We got to hear more about the Devil's Venom, and we need to hear more about this spooky failure on the part of the Russians. That'll be coming up in just seconds. Stephanie Osborne is going to share with us more about the space program and why the hell we haven't done anything in 50 years. She was a NASA rocket scientist. But before that, tell us the name of your new book, Stephanie Osborne.
Well, I have a couple out.
Take one. Pick one.
Okay. The Division One series, the latest book out is book number 10. It's called Break Houston.
All right, it's posted on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, where you can also see the live stream coming from the laundry room right now. Stephanie Osborne is going to tell us exactly why the Russians didn't beat us into space when it looked like it was inevitable. And it's because of a remarkable incident that she just revealed to us that I had never heard about. I think this will be pretty good. Plus, you and I are going to speculate on exactly who did kill Jeff Epstein. All of this and you on Sterling on Sunday.
M. Sterling.
John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. Every other report you hear recorded earlier this morning. Some were even done yesterday. How does that work? Not well at all in planning your Monday morning. And nobody is around to tell you about tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings in Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, plus warn tornadoes eastern Colorado into Nebraska and northwest Kansas. Listeners there are being advised locally to seek shelter now. We know about the deadly heat, strong heat ridge, excessive heat warnings with crazy low-level moisture, heat indices over 110 in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Heat stress starts in 6 minutes in many of these locations,
and deadly wildfires with no relief in sight for the West. 67 uncontrolled fires at last count, the worst east of Sacramento, north of Phoenix, and west of Denver in the high country. We got some rain earlier this afternoon up I-25 from New Mexico into Colorado, but more dry lightning hits are starting more fires, and no rain for the rest of the week out west. What about your forecast? And a check on the tropics next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night with Stephanie Osborne. Stephanie Osborne is a real NASA rocket scientist. Stephanie Osborne is also a great author. Stephanie, what's the name of your new book?
Last time I told you about Break Break Houston. This time I'm going to tell you about Campbell, the Sigurdsson incident.
Now, tell me why the Russians really lost the space race, because I thought they had almost won it, and then we pulled ahead and we were heroic and historic. What really happened?
Well, what happened was that Marshall Medlin was he was hard-nosed, and they were working with fuel called that was nicknamed Devil's Venom. And this is a type of hypergolic fuel. Basically, if it's hypergolic, it means that if you mix the fuel and the oxidizer, they auto-ignite. There's no spark needed or anything like that, which is convenient for space travel because, you don't need oxygen. You don't have to generate a spark. But that stuff is also very, very dangerous, and it's very, very volatile, and it has to be handled carefully. And Medlin was not allowing his people to be careful. He was not allowing. Not only was he not.
This
allowing
was the Russian guy.
Careful.
This was the.
This is
stop
a Russian
us.
Guy. This
yeah,
is
the Russian guy. The What's guy his name again? What's
Nedlin.
His name?
N e d e l I n.
So he was a Russian guy who was stupid.
He was a Russian guy who was stupid, but he was in charge of the program.
Right.
He actually would. He went. They were having a pad test. He actually went out to the pad, took a chair, sat down next to the pad, so he could personally supervise the work. And they were having problems. And one of the things that they were having problems with was tanking the fuel. Well, he insisted that they go ahead and tank it and they work all the problems in parallel. Well, Devil's Venom is very, very corrosive. Basically what happened was the thing corroded through the tank into the oxidizer tank. The thing self-ignited, and suddenly the whole thing blew up on the pad with virtually the entire team there working.
And how many people died?
There were two people that survived, and both of them had gone out behind the bunker for a smoke break.
Oh, my God.
Everybody else died. They wiped out their entire team from the top down.
It wiped out the entire Russian. This incident wiped out the entire Russian space team. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Whoa! And that's the real reason we won the space race.
That's the principal reason. Yes, they brought the guy in the gulag back. But the problem is that, I mean, he got beat up and everything else by the guards in the gulag, so he came back with health problems. And so he wound up having to have some surgery, and this was in the 60s, okay? This was he was pushing, and had he survived, they might have beat us.
Stephanie Osborne.
He didn't survive because they couldn't intubate him because they broke his jaw in the gulag and couldn't intubate him.
Yeah, those gulags are bad for your health. Stephanie Osborne, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Information about Stephanie Osborne's new book is on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Stephanie Osborne, you're a great guest. Thank you very much. And there she is. She cleared it up. The mystery that I've wondered about. Why is it that we went 50 years without doing anything? And, it's because going to the moon had nothing to do with science. It had everything to do with politics. Can you believe that? All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, we have the usual edition. We have the drive-through brew. The drive-through brew has turned out to be a spectacularly important episodic drama on Sterling on Sunday. Spectacularly important. And James Copeland is going to report in from his RV as to what it's like to graduate from college and wind up living in a 1970s RV and how he plans to fix that. But right now, the big news story is this Jeffrey Epstein, convicted pedophile, brought up on charges in New York City again for pedophilia. Turns out that they say he was a billionaire. He wasn't a billionaire. He had more money than you and me. He owned jets, but he wasn't a billionaire. He had a lot of money, but more than you and I. All you're going to hear tomorrow on the radio, you're only going to hear one story tomorrow on the radio. You're going to hear talk radio stations taking calls from people wondering who killed Jeff Epstein. Because, you see, he committed suicide in his prison cell in New York City. The problem is he was in a federal prison, in a federal lockdown, on suicide watch. That meant there were supposed to be cameras on him all the time. Somebody always watching him. And he managed to kill himself. Three prison officials, when this was announced, said, "Oh, he killed himself. Yep, sure enough, he killed himself." And I'm like, really? And everybody's going, really? He was on suicide watch. They go, "Oh, gee, we forgot. When he killed himself, he wasn't actually on suicide watch at that moment." Okay, where did he get something to hang himself? How did this happen? Therefore, tomorrow on the talk shows, all the big talk shows, everybody's going to speculate as to how he died. Was he murdered? Our president has sent out things saying the Clintons did it, sending out goofy tweets. And no, really. And everybody's going to speculate tomorrow on the radio. So rather than go through that hell tomorrow, I'm going to make this much easier for you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call 888-688-WALT right now. 888-688-WALT right now. And David Fenster will be answering your calls tonight. David Fenster will answer your calls tonight. And I want you to get ready. The reason I'm halting here is because I have to find something. Ah, here it is. Now, what we're going to do is you're going to say, okay, this is who you think murdered this guy in the cell, or that he committed suicide, whatever you think it is, whatever you think killed Jeff Epstein. That's what I want to hear. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. My computer is just going crazy here. Let's put it back on. Work with me here. View. It's on full screen. I don't want it on full screen. There. And when you call in, we're going to spin the wheel of death. We'll spin the wheel of death. Now, I've got old Charlie from the Iowa State Fair here. Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Spin the wheel for us once, would you?
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. All right, who's
going to
win?
The cat lady.
All right, so on that wheel spin, the speculation was on the wheel of death, it was the cat lady who killed Jeff Epstein. When you call in, you say who you think killed Jeff Epstein, what killed Jeff Epstein. We'll spin the wheel. And then if your guess matches what comes up on the wheel, just like a good state fair, you'll win a prize announcement. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What do you think killed Jeff Epstein?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Oh, my gosh. I love forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Finally, there's a company that makes products for guys. Finally, a company that makes products for men. Things that we really need, like balding medicine, beautiful, good hand creams that smell great, not like your kindergarten teacher, or worse, like your first wife. And you can get boner medicine. You don't have to go to the drugstore, hand a prescription to Michelle, the pharmacist, who you've been flirting with for months. Now you can get it discreetly, privately, also from a doctor, because it's medicine, but sent to wherever you want in a discreet brown package. How much does the boner medicine cost? $5 a month. Subscribe to 4hymns.com/Walter, 4hymns.com/Walter. For $5 a month, go to the website, get all the details, and get your boner medicine for free. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail. The Leginas. Reptoids. Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
You're dealing with summer thunder tomorrow, upper Midwest. Deadly heat in the south. Wildfires out west all week long. Anything in the tropics? We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, detail.
Learn some important gun safety tips for your next anonymous orgy. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
All right, Matt in Atlantic City on the famous WPGG, WGBB. It's a big station in Atlantic City. Hello, Matt. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm excited to talk to you, as you can imagine. Now, what we're doing tonight is every talk station tomorrow is going to be very excited and exercised about the Jeff Epstein death and who could have killed him, or was he killed? Was it really a suicide? Therefore, I want to hear your theory. Then we'll spin the wheel of death. We'll see what comes out, and if your answer matches the wheel of death, you win a prize announcement. Is that a good deal, Matt?
That sounds fantastic, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, let me hear your theory.
I'm sorry?
I'd love to hear your theory, Matt. Please go ahead.
If that guy actually killed himself, I'm the tooth fairy.
You're saying that there's no way he killed himself. Well, how did he die?
Let me tell you something. That guy knew a lot of high-ranking people, okay, in the political world and elsewhere, in the executive world. Did you know that Bill Clinton flew with him to some private island 19 different times?
Yes, that was in all the news. Yes, I did know that.
Okay, so there's two areas of thought.
No, let me just hear your area of thought.
My area of thought is there's two ways that he died. Either they had him taken out, or I don't know whether you know this or not, but when you go to prison and you're a sexual offender, you're not very well liked. Okay? So that could have happened.
What could have happened? You're giving me wackiness. Let's spin the wheel and see if the result of the wheel matches your theory. Hold on.
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. All right. Who's going to win?
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, the wheel said flesh-eating bacteria. Did not agree with you, Matt. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT. I would love to see those calls on this board, 888-688-WALT. We have ton of calls, but, you know, I have to know what they are. James Copeland is living in an RV. Didn't you just graduate from college, James?
I did just graduate from college, but currently I'm not living in the RV yet. I'm actually, speaking to you from northern Minnesota, and I figured since, you know, you're doing the show from someplace special, the laundry room, I thought I'd do the show from someplace special, so I am in an outhouse.
James, that's spectacular. By the way, you can see the laundry room right now on Facebook. We're doing a live stream. It's the latest thing. It's the latest thing to do a live stream. You're in an outhouse in what state again?
In Minnesota.
You're in an outhouse in Minnesota. And is it a real outhouse, or is it just a bathroom out back?
It is a real outhouse that has a pit that goes down about maybe 5 feet or so. It's newly constructed, actually. We haven't had anything like this before. Before, we had a tent. But we have an Airstream trailer that's on the property. So I am living in a trailer currently, just not the one I'm actually fixing up. That's back in Kansas.
What trailer are you living in now? How many trailers does your family have?
We have, two at the moment that are designed for occupancy of people. This is a mid-60s Airstream trailer, and it's not going to be as nice as the Winnebago, but it does have, cooking and some water and a very small amount of electricity.
James Copeland is the insanely talented producer, writer, performer who does Heartland Headlines, Bad College Radio. He also provides us technical support and became famous for producing a dance show, a segment on a dance show, and put on YouTube the Watusi, which is what attracted me to him. Way too long a story to go into detail. Now, Jeff Epstein, convicted pedophile who just died in jail in federal prison in New York, what's your theory about how he died?
Well, I mean, about how he died. That's a very good question. I mean, I have not even been listening. I heard it that he did die on the radio, but amazingly, I haven't had the radio on for like 2 days, which is crazy. I mean, obviously, when we know the Clintons are involved, but don't underestimate the Queen in all of this. That's what I'll say about that.
Yes, don't underestimate the Queen. So it's the Queen or the Clintons, and that means you get to spin the wheel, and we'll see if your guess matches the guess on the wheel.
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? It just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, you didn't match up. James Copeland, thank you so much for helping us on Sterling on Sunday. It's an incredible gift that you give us each week with Heartland Headlines and Bad College Radio. I particularly am fond of Bad College Radio. And what's coming up tonight, James? Oh, James left. Oh, so sad. It's because I said thank you. Finally, the system worked. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Facebook right now, to Walter M. Sterling, you can see the live stream from where? From my laundry room. Because I actually broadcast from the laundry room live on a Sunday night. You and I are driving back from North Carolina, the Outer Banks, from Northern California, down US 1, from the incredible, the most beautiful place in the world, which is the northwest border between Oregon and Washington, the Cascade Mountains. That is the most beautiful place in America. It's great to be with you. It's an honor to be with you. My number is 888-688-WALT. And you get to win a prize announcement in just seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling.
And coming up in just seconds, I will have John Weatherby weather for you. It's spectacular weather, but right now, the weather just froze. Can you play John? Can you just play John? Yes or no? Hi. Are you listening? Okay. Yes or no? Can we play John? Because I'd like to hear John Weatherby's weather. Play it!
Again, Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. Every other report you hear recorded earlier this morning. Some were even done yesterday. How does that work? Not well at all in planning your Monday morning. And nobody is around to tell you about tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings in Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, plus warn tornadoes eastern Colorado into Nebraska and northwest Kansas. Listeners there are being advised locally to seek shelter now. We know about the deadly heat, strong heat ridge, excessive heat warnings with crazy low-level moisture, heat indices over 110 in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Heat stress starts in 6 minutes in many of these locations, and deadly wildfires with no relief in sight for the West. 67 uncontrolled fires at last count, the worst east of Sacramento, north of Phoenix, and west of Denver in the high country. We got some rain earlier this afternoon up I-25 from New Mexico into Colorado, but more dry lightning hits are starting more fires, and no rain for the rest of the week out west. What about your forecast? And a check on the tropics next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Do you want to play the teases now? Do you have those ready? Yes or no? No.
All of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail.
the Leginas, Reptoids, Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Learn some important gun safety tips for your next anonymous orgy. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Do we have a third one? Is there a third one? Okay, stop. Let's take phone calls. This Jeff Epstein guy, who was a convicted pedophile about 6 years ago in Florida, you know this story? He's in jail. And he's in federal prison on new pedophile charges in this, in New York City. Now, New York City is not a place to mess around. If you go to jail in New York City, they're very serious about their jails. He's in jail. He's on suicide watch. You may have been at the shore this weekend. You may have been at the lake, at your cottage home. You may not have heard this story. This Jeff Epstein guy, he's up on federal charges in New York City. And he's in jail on suicide watch. And what happens? He dies. The prison people say it's because he killed himself. And people are going, when he killed himself, he was on suicide watch. He was in federal prison. Easy to keep things away from guys in federal prison. Therefore, many people are speculating that he killed himself. That he was murdered. Who murdered him? That's all you're going to hear on the radio tomorrow. All you're going to hear on the radio tomorrow is, who killed Jeff Epstein? You're going to hear the Clintons. You're going to hear Trump. You're going to hear, it's going to be a festival of nonsense. And I said, well, why don't we spin the wheel of death? See what names come up. If it matches your name, you win a prize announcement. Brian in Little Rock, Arkansas on KARN. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Brian.
Well, hi. How are you, Mr. Sterling? Good evening.
Good evening. Do you listen to Doc Washburn on KARN?
I do, actually. We do. And he's enjoyable. Yeah, we're lucky to have him here.
And Kevin Milner in the morning, you listen to him?
A little bit of that. Yeah, we do. On the drive time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know about drive time. Are you in radio?
No, sir. I'm in the internet business, but, media has crossed over many paths, and radio was one of them, 30 years ago or so for me. So, yeah.
Who do you think, what do you think killed Jeff Epstein, the pedophile protective custody?
So, I have a theory, and I'm not super deep into all the details, but, so, I happen to have a little bit of New York experience, and I do understand how the federal prison system works, and I know how lockdown works. I also know how WITSEC works, which is the Federal Witness Protection Program. And I thought it very interesting to really kind of shatter things. So we all talked about who did what or who killed him. But let me suppose for just a moment that this Epstein character could be a very, very helpful person to unlock all the questions that this federal investigation and also state investigations leading to all these different victims, right? And the only way that you're really going to find out who he's connected to all over the world is if he were a cooperating witness. What if in order to get that, they would put him in some type of witness protection? I'm surprised already he wasn't in federal protective custody, because they just threw him in there. But maybe that was to pressure him to get him to talk, and maybe he decided to talk, and maybe they made a deal. Because there's no way that guy is ever going to go, A, after conviction, into prison and survive, or B, get out and get away with this, right? So what if, in fact, he is not dead? And what if this Epstein character is in the witness protection program, and he will be cooperating and providing all of the information to help this case?
Very interesting you say that, Brian. You're saying that he's not dead. He's in witness protection. What's very interesting is there was one sliver of a photo of him on a gurney being taken to New York Hospital in the lower Manhattan. One little sliver of a picture. And my first instinct, the first thought I had when I saw the profile of the head of the guy on that gurney was, that's not him. That was my first instinct. I was like, that's not him.
Walter, we had the same instinct. And not only that, how often do we see those photos? those kinds of photos. Now, granted, this is a camera happy world that we live in now.
You never see those photos. You never see those photos, and nobody. And it was at 6 a.m. on Saturday. No one was expecting that to come out.
Absolutely not.
Let's spin, Brian. This is really good. Let's spin the wheel of death and see if it matches up with your theory.
Thank you.
Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. All right. Who's going to win?
Cancer Man.
Oh, pretty darn close. Cancer Man from the X-Files. Pretty darn close, Brian. You almost won the prize announcement. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We're taking your guesses as to what killed Jeffrey Epstein. Your theory about Jeffrey Epstein, because this is a good preview for all of radio tomorrow. It's all these idiots are going to talk about tomorrow. You know, is Trump involved? Is Hillary involved? No, they're not. Let me help you with this. No, but I'd like to hear your theory. 888-688-WALT. If your theory matches our wheel of death, whatever pops up on the wheel of death when you call in, you will win a prize announcement. It's not a bad deal.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
I love forhims.com/Walter. 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 This is a company that makes products just for men. Great products that solve problems. You know, not vanity products, real products, things that guys need. Medicine to cure baldness. Creams that don't smell like your grandmother to make your skin look fantastic. Plus, are you ready? The big solution. Boner medicine. Now, let me suggest that if you're a well-endowed man, you're almost admitting it by going to forhims.com/Walter. You're admitting that you're a well-endowed guy. If you go to forhims.com/Walter to get boner medicine, because well-endowed guys need more help. It only makes sense. It's a radio fact. Well, this costs a lot of money, right? $400 or $500. That's what those prescriptions always used to cost. It's free. Subscribe to forhims.com/Walter for $5 a month. You get a real prescription from a real doctor for real medicine to solve a real medical problem. Every guy has trouble getting a boner after their age of 30. It's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's not because of your pretty little wife. Go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The story of a man saved by a Florida miracle during a shark attack. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
You're dealing with summer thunder tomorrow, upper Midwest. Deadly heat in the south. Wildfires out west all week long. Anything in the tropics? We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail. The Leginas, Reptoids, Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Plus, we have the usual edition, plus the most amazing feature ever, American Pastoral, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. If you're at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, you know what I'm talking about. If you're in Parma, Ohio, you know what I'm talking about, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. We have hidden microphones at Drive-Thru Brews just for you. That's coming up in just seconds, plus John Weatherby's weather. Annie Witter is our bartender, Annie the bartender. And Annie, last week when you were on the air, Annie, you sounded a little tipsy. Is that true?
I'm probably a little more tipsy this time, Walter. Mostly because it's like, to get over a hangover, you think, oh, I'll just keep drinking, right? How many times have you done that? Like, oh, I wake up, I'm drunk. Oh, I'll just keep going. But, like,
What is your... Do you have a hangover cure besides more booze?
Yes. One of them, aside from a Bloody Mary or a mimosa, is a bacon, egg, and cheese from the tri-state area. Sorry, I know that we're nationwide, but tri-state area bacon, egg, and cheese is like North Jersey, Long Island, Southern Connecticut are the best. Definitely some grease. But what I'm finding is that ginger and honey really help, or coconut water. Like, that's what I think, but like, I don't know. Do our listeners have any tips? Because I definitely need something to help me, because I am done.
What do you mean you're done?
No, I didn't say dumb.
No, I said done.
D-O-N-E.
What do you mean you're done?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean you're done?
I mean, like, I'm done. I'm freaking done. And that's what I mean. It's like, I'm over the hump. Like, I need something to help me. And as much as I know, like, I've been bartending for 15 years. Like, I know what I'm doing. But for some reason, I just can't get over this hump. This, like, hangover hump. And I need help, Walter. I need help. And well, I want Annie, your listeners.
Annie the bartender. Annie the bartender, professional bartender, seems to need help with a hangover cure. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And we will also deal with the Wheel of Death coming up in just seconds. But Annie, I think the best hangover cure I ever had, I agree with you. It was grilled cheese and bacon, Diet Coke, and Sudafed and Excedrin.
Yes. I get that is for some people. Like, my former go-to was Gatorade. But now that we have coconut water, that's like nature's Gatorade. I'm so sorry for the background noise. I'm standing outside
anything.
In Brooklyn.
No,
and
you're in Brooklyn.
People are DJing. Yes.
Okay, so let's stop a
people
second.
People like
stop.
To DJ from their cars here.
Yes, that's called cruising. But let's stop a second. You're in Brooklyn, which means you're cooler than us. What part of Brooklyn are you, Annie the bartender?
I'm in the coolest part of Bushwick. I'm in... See, that's how you know I'm drunk. I'm in the coolest part of Brooklyn. I'm in Bushwick.
And you really haven't found a better hangover cure than grilled cheese and bacon and Diet Coke and Excedrin and a Sudafed, right?
No. Like I said, a bacon, egg, and cheese, but it has to be extra greasy. It has
right.
To,
now tell me how your hangover manifests itself. What hangovers do you get? How do you get hangovers? Because everybody's different. It's sort of a Rorschach test of alcoholism. What is your hangover like?
You know, when I was younger, it used to be really bad. And I think my body just accepted that I was going to abuse it for the rest of its life. It's like, okay, Annie, I'm going to stop punishing you. Here we go. So it's not as bad as it used to be. But, I just wake up and keep going.
No. What are the symptoms? Is it a headache? Nausea, what do you get?
Oh, that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Oh, definitely nausea. I'm a pukey princess, Luther.
Wow.
I puke nonstop because I know that my body is trying to reject something, so I allow it to happen. Like, there's a lot of people, like a lot of my customers will come in and they try to keep that inside. I'm like, nah, dude, go. Reboot, go to the bathroom, come back, and then, like, you know, you can buy 10 more drinks.
And that works.
Oh, yeah, of course it works. Of course it works. So the reboot always works.
All right, Annie the bartender, I would like you to leave us with at least one piece of good advice for the guy, not the woman. We'll get to the woman next week. The guy who's at a bar, is going to go to a bar tonight, and really wants to score. What should he do?
A, buy a lady a drink. That gives you the envoy to a conversation. At the very least, like, they have to say thank you, right? That's the least. Number two is find something that you can compliment the lady on. It doesn't matter what it is, but it has to be genuine. It's like, oh, I love your purple sweater. Like, but you have to genuinely mean it. I would say those are two strong pieces of advice.
Thank you very much, Annie. Buy the drink, compliment her on something that you mean. It makes sense. Yeah. It's always that simple, but guys like to make it far more complicated than it needs to be, don't they?
You know, not so much anymore, especially like being in Brooklyn. Like I know we have listeners all over the country. Yeah. I guess the guys around here are a little soft. They're a little soft, Walter. And they're sort of like, you know, like these are the types of guys that have like a beard wash that are using
a what?
Conditioner.
They have a what?
Beard wash, like the way you have shampoo for your hair.
Oh my god, that's the worst
for your
thing.
Beard.
All right, Annie. Thank you. We'll get more updates from the bar from Annie the bartender coming up next week. I appreciate it, Annie. I love having Annie on the show. I love having, you know, frontline, cutting edge information. 888-688-WALT. I'll tell you, it's a Swiss watch tonight. I'm telling you, it's tight as a drum. 888-688-WALT. How did Jeff Epstein die? You know, that pedophile in jail under suicide watch? He killed himself. How do you think he died? We'll spin the wheel of death and see if you match up so you can win a prize announcement. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. Sterling on Sunday.
Get my weather from the radio.
Again, Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. Every other report you hear recorded earlier this morning. Some were even done yesterday. How does that work? Not well at all in planning your Monday morning. And nobody is around to tell you about tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings in Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, plus warned tornadoes eastern Colorado into Nebraska and northwest Kansas. Listeners there are being advised locally to seek shelter now. We know about the deadly heat, strong heat ridge, excessive heat warnings with crazy low-level moisture, heat indices over 110 in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Heat stress starts in 6 minutes in many of these locations. And deadly wildfires with no relief in sight for the west. 67 uncontrolled fires at last count, the worst east of Sacramento, north of Phoenix, and west of Denver in the high country. We got some rain earlier this afternoon up I-25 from New Mexico into Colorado, but more dry lightning hits are starting more fires, and no rain for the rest of the week out west. What about your forecast? And a check on the tropics next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the story of a man saved by a Florida miracle during a shark attack. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sunday. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
You're dealing with summer thunder tomorrow, upper Midwest. Deadly heat in the south. Wildfires out west all week long. Anything in the tropics? We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail. The Leginas. Reptoids. Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update. On Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about Jeff Epstein, convicted pedophile, thrown back into jail. More charges in the city of New York. He's in a New York City federal prison under suicide watch, and ta-da, he's dead. He's dead. The prison people are saying, well, he killed himself. He definitely killed himself. Yeah, that's what happened. But tomorrow on talk radio throughout the country, everybody's going to have wacky theories. Let's beat them to it. I want to hear your wacky theory as to what killed Jeff Epstein, and then we'll spin the wheel of death. The wheel of death will reveal a guess as to how he died, and if it matches your guess as to how he died, you win a prize announcement. Mike, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mike.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
You bet, Mike.
Yeah, I think it was the Clintons. I think the Clintons had Epstein killed.
You think the Clintons had Epstein killed. Is that right?
Absolutely. When old tricky Billy there said he only went on his plane like twice or whatever, and then flight logs revealed that it was over 20, and then sometimes he wouldn't let the Secret Service go with him. And even Ken Starr noted when he was doing his impeachment process as a special counsel that the amount of bodies within the Clinton orbit that died from mysterious deaths or unexplained murders was far too coincidental to be natural.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a star on AM talk radio tomorrow. Let's spin the wheel of death and see if the guess of the wheel matches your guess.
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. All right, who's going to win?
The guy who fixes your computer.
Oh, it didn't match up, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-WALT. You can win a prize announcement. You can win a prize announcement if your guess is the same as the Wheel of Death's guess as to what killed Jeff Epstein in federal lockdown suicide watch. I need to find this and 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Shirley, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think? What do you think killed Jeff Epstein? Let's see if it matches up with the Wheel of Death.
Be honest with you, I think it was sabotage by a multitude of people.
By what?
Multitude of people.
A multitude of people. How are you going to get a multitude of people into a prison? How are you going to get a bunch of people into a prison?
Well, you know what? When you're in prison, okay, there's a lot of people, like that gentleman said, there's a lot of people that doesn't like rapists, okay? But then he was hung around with Clintons and for whatever. You know, it's kind of like a syndicate type thing.
Well, let's spin the wheel of death and see if your guess matches and you'll win a prize.
And look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go.
Thank you for the call.
Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
The cat lady.
Oh, the cat lady. You guessed the Clintons and people around them and the cat lady. It was the cat lady, according to the Wheel of Death. If your guess matches what the Wheel of Death says killed Jeff Epstein, you'll win a prize announcement. Isn't that incredible? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We are live. On a Sunday night, there's nothing else live. You and I are driving across the country right now on the interstate, praying to God that they would finally take down the damn tolls. You want to know how a Democrat, yes, a Democrat, could win the next election? If they got up and said, every public school has to be air-conditioned in order to get federal funding, and all the tolls on the interstate will be taken down. The minute a candidate says, all the tolls on the interstates will be taken down, that will be the next president of the United States. It's that simple.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
All right, it's 42 past the hour. 42 past the hour means it's boner time, and that means it's time for forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Now, every guy over the age of 30 has trouble getting a boner sometimes. And what do? You go to a doctor. Well, then you have to get an appointment. You have to sit in a waiting room. You have to explain your problem to a doctor. Maybe a nurse, horrible. Maybe a receptionist, even worse. Then you get a prescription. Is the problem solved yet? No. Then you have to go to the pharmacy, to Walgreens or CVS, and there's Michelle, the pharmacist, behind the counter, looking at you with those big eyes, trying to figure out whether or not you're married. You've been vague about whether or not you're married because your wife goes to a different pharmacy. You have to hand Michelle a written prescription for boner medicine. Romance over. Why put yourself through that? All you have to do is go online to forhims.com/Walter. You fill out a simple form with a real doctor. The real doctor gives you real medicine. Why? Because you have a real medical problem. It's not a social issue. Nothing to be ashamed of. And if you're well endowed, then you need more medicine. You need medicine if you're well endowed. It's almost an admission that you're well endowed. If you go to forhims.com/Walter, well, how much is this boner medicine? It's free. Subscribe to forhims.com/Walter for $5 a month. They give you the boner medicine as a gift. Did you hear me? As a gift. And this isn't going to last. Do it tonight. Probably not going to be here next week. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we go to the Showtime Speedway in Pinellas County, where a 29-year-old Florida man was drag racing his go-kart against another Florida man drag racing his go-kart. And it sounds like an absolute recipe for disaster. These two guys get on their homemade go-karts. They get on the drag strip. They race to the end. They turn around and they come back. And at some point, 29-year-old Florida man hits the guardrail, flips over, and it does not end well for him. He dies. I hope he didn't have kids, because now some kids got to grow up without a father, because he smashed his go-kart into the guardrail at the drag strip. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Key Biscayne. We're on a hot Saturday morning. Three guys decided they would go put on their wetsuits, get their scuba gear, and do some underwater spear fishing. And while they were underwater, a big blue shark comes up and grabs the 40-year-old Florida man by his arm and starts shaking it. Does that little shark thing that you see on the Discovery Channel all the time. They punch the shark and get it off of him, and then they go up to the boat. And they have a little first aid kit, but it's not going to be enough. This guy's arm looks like the beef rack you see at the grocery store. And luckily, a fishing charter's going by, so they flag it down. Hey, do you guys have a first aid kit or anything? Turns out, the group that was on the fishing charter was a group full of nurses out on a retreat. The guy just about bled to death, but the nurses put on a tourniquet, stopped the bleed, and they had to take him all the way up to the hospital in Miami. But he will survive, and it's a Florida miracle! And speaking of shark attacks, we go up to New Smyrna Beach, where they had three people bitten by sharks in a 24-hour span. A Florida man in his early 50s was standing in knee-deep water when a shark bit his right foot. A 20-year-old Florida woman was out surfing, and while she was paddling out there, a shark came up and bit her left hand. And a 21-year-old Florida man, also while surfing, was bitten on his right foot. And they keep going back out there. Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse?
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
From WBAP, Kevin Graham's radio station, welcome, Judy. Please tell us your terrible joke.
Okay. Walter, what is the cheapest meat?
What is the cheapest meat, Judy?
It, deer balls. They're under a buck.
Deer balls, they're a buck.
Under a buck.
Thank you, Judy. 888-688-WALT. I love Judy. You want to know why I love Judy? Every week she calls in with a terrible joke. I call them dad jokes. I'll torture my children with those, with Joe's jokes all week. But I love Judy because Judy has to work hard to speak. And I have deep and profound respect for anybody who has a challenge in speaking and yet calls up a national radio show, even this one, and shares her jokes with us. And I thank you for that, and I respect it. There are so many of my friends have speech challenges, and I have a 7-year-old daughter who has apraxia. And my 7-year-old daughter with apraxia, what does that mean? It means severe speech delay, and they don't know why. She's had it since birth. Everything else about her is totally fine, but she has to work really hard to speak. And if you met her, you might not know it, because she's worked so hard, even at the age of 7, she's gotten it down pretty good. But here's the thing about my 7-year-old, and here's the thing about Judy. They're the happiest people I know. My 7-year-old is the happiest person I've ever known. She's just social, athletic, makes friends easily, the opposite of her father. She didn't learn any of these behaviors from her father. Not a thing. 888-688-WALT. Troy, is it Trey or Troy in Atlanta? Hello, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, my friend.
Hey, man, it's Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Trey from Northeast Georgia, possibly?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, how's it going, man?
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I assume you're listening on the great WSB out of Atlanta. Is that right?
Absolutely. WDUN.
Wow. Fantastic. Welcome to the big show. How are you?
From way back. I'm doing decent, man. I mean, all things considered, you know?
What is your theory about what killed Jeff Epstein, convicted pedophile, in a Manhattan prison, federal prison, on suicide watch? He dies, and the prison people say it's a suicide. What do you think? What do you think killed him?
You know, we finally achieved unity. How about that? Let's take a moment of silence for we finally achieved some unity. Isn't that some?
Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
Go ahead. Sorry, my daughter interrupted us.
Well, help me out here. I mean, I'm a simple man from, you know, real on the hill here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. There's only one on the planet. I mean, I'm one myself, and I know the scars I've taken for unity and understanding.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate your call, Trey. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-WALT. I have no idea what he was talking about, that, you know, we're all a little crazy. Therefore, I welcome people who are a little crazy. I have no idea what he was talking about. I'm not so sure he did either. Jeff Epstein, under federal suicide watch, in a federal prison, dies. The prison officials say it's because he killed himself. Well, he was on suicide watch. And then they go, he wasn't on suicide watch when he killed himself at 6 in the morning on Saturday. Here's what's going to happen on talk radio tomorrow, all day, on all of the boring talk shows. They're all going to scream at the Democrats, and they're all going to come up with wacky theories as to what killed Jeff Epstein in federal lockup. They're going to come up with wacky theories. Tonight, let's you and I come up with the wacky theories, and then you know what we're going to do? We're going to spin the wheel.
And look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice?
And we'll see where the wheel lands, and if it matches with your wacky theory, the wacky theory of the wheel with your wacky theory, you win a prize announcement. What do you think killed Jeff Epstein? Because for some reason, a guy on federal suicide watch, they're not buying the fact that he killed himself. I don't know. They weren't able to sell that even to the New York Times. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, let's do the thing I love to do most. This is the most fun I've got. I love to see what you're looking at right now. You're going to work on the third shift. You're looking at that vending machine. And what's in the bottom of the vending machine? Do you see the Nabisco crackers? No. The Nabisco crackers are long gone. Is the Tasty Cake still in there? No, they're long gone. There's like one little sad cracker. You're not sure of the brand. Maybe not from here. Nothing else is left in the vending machine. I want to see a picture of your break room, what you're looking at right now. Then I take all these pictures, I put them on my Facebook page, and that way you get to experience this great communal Woodstocky type situation where we all get to see what each other is looking at. You can see what I'm looking at right now. Go to Facebook right now, Walter M. Sterling, and see the live video stream of Sterling on Sunday. There's nothing else quite like it. Send me your photo of what you're looking at right now. Whatever you're doing, send me the photo. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. I'll take the photos. I love to get them. It's my favorite thing. I love to see what you're doing right now. And I'll post it on Facebook tomorrow when I wake up and when my wife stops bothering me. All right, coming up, we've got the usual edition. We have the drive-through brew. So much to do tonight. Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Hello again, Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby with the only weather on the radio on a Sunday night. Every other report you hear recorded earlier this morning. Some were even done yesterday. How does that work? Not well at all in planning your Monday morning. And nobody is around to tell you about tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings in Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, plus warned tornadoes eastern Colorado into Nebraska and northwest Kansas. Listeners there are being advised locally to seek shelter now. We know about the deadly heat, strong heat ridge, excessive heat warnings with crazy low-level moisture, heat indices over 110 in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Heat stress starts in 6 minutes in many of these locations. And deadly wildfires with no relief in sight for the west. 67 uncontrolled fires at last count, the worst east of Sacramento, north of Phoenix, and west of Denver in the high country. We got some rain earlier this afternoon up I-25 from New Mexico into Colorado, but more dry lightning hits are starting more fires, and no rain for the rest of the week out west. What about your forecast? And a check on the tropics next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday. Summer thunder tomorrow.
Hear the story of a man saved by a Florida miracle during a shark attack. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
You're dealing with summer thunder tomorrow, upper Midwest. Deadly heat in the south. Wildfires out west all week long. Anything in the tropics? We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Holy Grail. The Leginas. Reptoids. Nicolas Cage. Later tonight on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Well, this is where I said, let's play the usual edition after John Weatherby's weather. But I'll do it for you.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. This is Public Radio's usual edition, and I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. This broadcast is ready for podcasts. Many podcasts in America are downloaded by millions and millions of people. How exactly a podcast has more downloads than the population of New Jersey remains a mystery. To solve this mystery, we go to Bangladesh, where a surprising number of downloads seem to originate. Here's Jim Mix Minus with a report from the epicenter of podcast downloads, Bangladesh.
We are fascinated by download farms. People who download millions of podcasts an hour in Bangladesh. We are also fascinated by international brothels.
In a maze of dirty alleyways, women and girls work day and night. Men pour in from the nearby highway. Welcome to Bangladesh's biggest brothel. While prostitution is usually hidden away, there's no hiding a place this big. An entire town built on exploitation.
Deep, but we need to explore the world of Fiverr, where you can engage any soul to help you create anything as long as they live in Bangladesh. Let's design something that is true to our roots.
But before I actually go on Fiverr and tell people to design my own sneaker for me, I want to give them some sort of idea of what I'm looking for. So what I'm going to do is actually sketch out a quick low-top basketball sneaker, something sort of generic so that they can play with it and create their own sort of concepts over top of it. Now, this obviously isn't going to be my signature sneaker or even how I'd want my signature shoe to look.
Now we have a probing touch point with the nature of how dreary podcasts get so many downloads. Concerned citizens can buy downloads on Fiverr.
The generosity of Mr. Tingle makes the usual addition possible. When you sit down and your butt itches and you don't want anyone to know, use Mr. Tingle cushions. Now for ladies, too. And Jerry DiCarno. When you want music to drive customers from your store, hire Jerry DiCarno to compose for you. And by suckers like you who think pretense equals intelligence.
Now, Jim Nuance has a secret report on living on the down low, the plight of all American men who have secret gay lovers. This behavior is endorsed by public radio. Jim, welcome to the usual edition.
All American men have secret gay lovers. Based on research of the public radio staff, we condone this behavior. Here is a report from the back door of our building.
Something just happened last night that has never happened to me in this sort of magnitude relating to the down low. And I wanted to share this story because I thought it was kind of mind-blowing. I don't think straight people know just how pervasive it is in the gay world. So right now I'm in Miami on vacation. This is my penthouse right here. Just kidding, I'm actually at a hotel in South Beach. I went out with a friend last night and we went to a hookah lounge. So at this hookah lounge, my friend knew the owner.
I'll never look at a hookah the same again.
So much probing, Jim. Thank you. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, thankful every day for MSNBC. And now, it's the freaking OJs, man.
888-688-WALT. Remember, whenever anything goes bad for you in life, whenever you get a little sad, a little depressed, a little distracted, you can always just look at the sky and say, you know what? It's the freaking OJs, man.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man. Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's very exciting to have phones busy. Dave, welcome to Dave, drop Jay. Jay, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jay. Hello, Jay. Jeannie's up? Really? Jeannie, are you supposed to be up this late? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Jeannie!
Yes?
Welcome to the big show. Where are you?
I'm in Placerville, California, on the freeway.
Which freeway?
Highway 50.
North or south?
I guess east.
It was a test to make sure you were really on the freeway. Well, Jeannie, welcome to the show. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's great to talk to you. Now, how do you think this Jeff Epstein character actually died?
I don't think he died.
You don't think he died? Do you think he's in purgatory?
No, I think they faked his death and shuffled him off somewhere to another island.
Why do you think that?
Because he had some big connections, even connected to Prince Andrew, and I think they have the means to fake his death and probably give him another identity.
Well, let's see if your theory that his death was faked matches up with the wheel of death theory.
And look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Alright, who's going to win?
A random middle school vice principal.
Oh, the Wheel of Death speculated it was a random vice principal. Thank you very much for your call, Jeannie. 888-688-WALT. Whoever matches the wheel with their speculation as to what killed Jeff Epstein wins a prize announcement. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a big show tonight. Yes, it's a big show as you're driving back from vacation. Just you and me, buddy, alone in the car. I get to tell you my stories and you get to tell me yours. Welcome, Midnight Misfits. Finally, we have our own club. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go to Tallahassee, where a retired woman has a nice little bird bath and bird feeder. She's got a little manicured backyard, and she keeps it up, and it's basically her joy in life is to sit on her back porch and watch the birds bathe and feed and frolic and fly, and they're beautiful, and they make nests, and they have babies, and that's even cuter, until a 6-foot serpent comes up and starts eating some baby blue jays out of the nest she has in one of the birdhouses. So this Florida grandma, 89 years old, starts crying, goes in the house, grabs the hammer, and when the snake is coming down the wooden flower box, she starts hammering it in the head. 89-year-old Florida grandma, 1, snake, 0. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
And I think this last Florida story is appropriate because gun safety has been a hot topic in our country lately. So for this last Florida story, we're going to Deltona again, where a Florida man in his early 40s reports a gun stolen from his home. So the deputies come out, try and get to the bottom of this mystery, but it's going to be pretty tough because the weekend his handgun went missing out of his nightstand, he had about 20 people in and out of his house. He had a party, but he did not know any of the people that came to the party. Why is this? Because it was an anonymous orgy. You post something online, apparently about 20 or so other guests show up. Some are wearing masks, some are using fake names, some never give a name at all. And sometime during the orgy, a 9mm Glock was taken from the man's nightstand in the middle of all this anonymous sex. And to make things even more complicated, there is DNA everywhere. The Florida lesson learned here is if you're going to have an anonymous orgy all weekend at your house, you gotta hide your guns better. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Do we have the best time? Is this like the best radio show ever? Like, ever? You might be sitting there going, why isn't he on 5 days a week? You might be wondering, why isn't he on 5 days a week? Or you could use this voice. Why isn't he on 5 days a week? Why is that? 888, I don't know why. You know, I don't know. Oh, Brian at KMBZ went away. I'm sorry to hear that. I need to know what to do now. Dave in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yes,
hi,
sir.
Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Dave. Hi.
Great. First time listener.
Well, how's that going for you? Is this emotionally stabilizing for you? Is this a good experience for you? Is this helping you?
I'm taking it in.
Yes, that's good because it means you haven't gone away yet, but that will happen.
I don't think so. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you, sir. Now tell me, what do you think killed Jeff Epstein, a pedophile, under suicide watch in federal prison, somehow miraculously killed himself? No one believes it. What do you think killed him?
I'm going to try to guess something for those wacky answers that might be related to the
Wheel of Death. For the Wheel of Death. You want to spin the Wheel of Death like the state fair that you avoid at all costs unless your wife drags you to it.
I'm going to say the let's go with the with a crossing guard.
A crossing guard killed Jeff.
Hey, look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Right, who's going to win?
Cell phone customer service agents.
Oh, a cell phone customer service agent was the wheel's guess as to who killed Jeff Epstein.
Thank you so much.
If you had gotten it, you would have won a prize announcement. What station are you listening on?
I'm on I think it's WTOP. Or WMAL, one of those.
Yeah, it's WMAL, a much bigger and better station, the WTOP. Let's not make
that
mistake.
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to ask for 5 nights a week. I'm enjoying it.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you very much for listening, and thanks for calling in at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Sherman in Atlanta on WSB. Hi, Sherman.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, it's been an awesome day. I get to get on your show. Been waiting on this.
There's nothing quite as good as being on my show. I think you'll agree.
I agree with you.
But what do you think killed Jeff Epstein?
I think it had to do with Trump. We have to look at who has the most to lose. And with his reelection coming up, he has too many ties to Trump. You know, everybody's focused on the Clintons. The Clintons are done politically. So it has to be Trump. You know, it has to be Trump.
Well, you know, let's see if your answer matches the wheel of death. We're going to spin the wheel of death now. If your answer matches what comes out of the wheel of death, you win a prize announcement.
Hey, look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
Oh, gosh. The wheel's slowing down. Let's see what the
is. Who's going to win?
As to what killed Jeff Epstein?
The guy who fixes your computer.
Oh, not the same as yours. That's a pretty good guess. Are you enjoying the show tonight? It's a spectacular show.
It is.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Delaine, welcome to Sterling on Sunday from Virginia. How you doing? She dropped. So sad, so sad. Let's see. Who should I go to now? Please produce. Jay in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jay.
Hey, awesome show. I'm really enjoying it. Too bad you're on at midnight. I'm never up this late on a Sunday. So.
But have I kept you up? Has my dynamic personality kept you up?
I was driving too, so, but it was still an outstanding show.
Well, where are you driving? What road are you on?
Well, I'm home now, so I'm not going to tell you where that is. So.
I'm not going to come to get you. I don't care.
I'm listening to you on WMAL.
Isn't that a great radio station? You know, Mary Walter, who's on in the Morning Mall, I discovered her.
Really?
I gave her her first radio job, and yet Mary has yet to send me a Christmas card.
Really? Wow. Yeah, you gotta get on more during the week. I don't know. And earlier.
Well, they're afraid of me. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because I don't scream at the Democrats for 3 hours. And yet, somehow or another, we gather huge national audiences. People are entertained, and I'm not screaming at the Democrats, laying lie to everything else that they do. If this works, that means everything else they're doing is just stupid and old-fashioned and a waste of time.
I know. I think you got to have some, a little fun. Now.
What do you think killed Jeff Epstein?
Well, the computer guy came up twice since I've been listening. So.
That's how the wheel goes.
Yeah, man.
But what do you think? What do you think killed Jeff Epstein, a convicted pedophile, under suicide watch in federal prison, magically dies?
Well, I was going to say ancient aliens, but I think I'm going to go with the cat lady.
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
You could win a prize in that.
All right. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
The Cat Lady.
Oh, my God.
Well, all you do is stop in at your nearby household finance office and ask for the manager. Tell him you're planning an addition to your house and you need extra cash. You'll make the arrangements promptly, and he'll let you pick out a repayment plan that fits your family budget.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. It's exciting to be here tonight, live on a Sunday night, coming back from our vacations, which is never a vacation. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. David, listening on KMBZ. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
I'm loving this show.
I'm loving you, David. I'm loving you. You're listening on KMBZ?
Yes, thank you.
And which are your favorite... Wait, which are your favorite ribs in Kansas City?
Well, I no longer eat pork, but if I have some barbecue chicken, it's got to be Rosedale.
And how do I get them to send me some for free? What do I have to do, do you think?
Oh, boy, I can't speak for them, but it's well worth the price.
Do you think so? How do you spell that?
R-O-S-E-D-A-L-E.
Thank you very much. Now, Jeffrey Epstein was on suicide watch in a Manhattan federal prison. He was a convicted pedophile. He was up for charges again as a pedophile. Suicide watch, kills self. Everybody goes, what do you mean he killed himself? Therefore, tomorrow on talk radio, everybody's going to speculate that, you know, how he really died. How did he really die? What do you think?
Well, I think he was suicided. I don't think he committed suicide. I think it was Bill Clinton's machine that had him killed.
Do you think Bill has a machine?
We both know he does. He's had one for years.
All right, let's spin the wheel of death and see if it agrees with you.
Look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go. Doesn't that go real nice? And it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, it thinks that flesh-eating bacteria killed Jeff Epstein. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
That answer came up previously.
Well, it's a wheel. You know, it's a random wheel. Things will come up like that.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the time, and try the barbecue chicken at Rosedale. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Calling from Kansas City, which has the best airport in the world. Do you want to know why the Kansas City airport is the best airport in the world? It's because no matter where you land, no matter which gate you show up at, when you get off the plane, you can see your car from the gate. Did you hear what I said? It isn't some long walk down some endless terminal when you're exhausted. You get off the plane in Kansas City, you get to the door, you get to the gate, and you can see your car from the gate. It's a miracle. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Renee in California, listening to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I was thinking it was the Clintons for some reason. I don't think it's Trump.
You don't think it's Trump? You think how would the Clintons or anybody get operatives into a federal prison at 6 in the morning on a Saturday in New York City? New York City isn't like Chicago. In New York City, they're very serious about dealing with crime. How exactly do you suppose that worked?
Well, because it's all about money. It's a power trip. They wanted money, pretty much, to do it. Someone got paid off to do it, and I think it was the Clintons.
And you don't think anybody get caught getting paid off?
Well, they get caught, but eventually, but not right now. They're still trying to say it's Trump or say whatever they're trying to say. So, or he did it himself, but I don't know.
All right, well, that's a really interesting theory. Let's see how it matches up with the wheels theory. You say it was the Clinton machine.
And look at this, folks. Watch it. Here we go.
Watch the wheel. Watch the wheel.
Let's Doesn't that go real up. Nice? Oh, it just keeps going and going and going. Wonderful. Let's see which one it does. I'm going to slow it down a little bit.
A random middle school vice principal.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. What do you think killed Jeff Epstein? Here's this guy in a federal prison in New York City on suicide watch. Watched carefully by the Attorney General of the United States of America. And he dies, and they say it was a suicide. They say it was a suicide. What's interesting is that about a week ago, he also tried to commit suicide. But that time, there are two different reports. One report says he was taken to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital downtown. And the second time, the second report says he was not taken to the hospital that time. There are two different reports. Once that he was taken, the other that he was not. Here's what I think. I don't think he's dead. I think he should be dead, but I don't think he's dead. I think it's very interesting that on Friday, government documents were unsealed from his trial in Florida that name names. Well, up till now, none of the potential alleged clients were ever named in any of the court proceedings. But this time a judge says, yes, I want those papers unsealed. I want to see what the names are. Who are the people being accused of victimizing these poor girls? Who were these people by name? And son of a gun, articles start to come out and they name names. Very specifically saying, not Clinton, not Trump, but they name other names of people who were close associates and did spend time with the girls, allegedly. And then the next day, Epstein is dead. That's an amazing, like, what? It's like a bad X-Files. This is the best show in the world, isn't it? Because we know none of this is very serious. Nothing you and I do is very serious. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email you send me gets answered. Right now, I'd like you to take that stupid iPhone you've got, Android phone, take a picture of what you're looking at. Take a picture right now. If you're driving, don't take a picture. If you've pulled over, if you're about to go to work on the third shift, if you just got to work, if you just got home from vacation, I want to see what you're looking at. I got a great photograph of somebody in bed with their dog, beautiful dog. Thank you for the photo. Then we'll post it on Facebook tomorrow when I wake up at Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. I'll take all the photos that you've sent me, put them up on Facebook. Why do I do this? So we get to share this experience. We get to share this very special experience of Midnight Misfitdom. Johnny Z, welcome. Margaret Sherwood, John Severs, Fred Yangbaden. I'm sorry I didn't say that right. Harvey Holiday. Anita Tyre, Doug West, Richard Salby, Kevy Ray, Gilbert Lakes, Claire Daly, Charisse Labasa. Thank you so much. The greatest gift you can can be given is a request for help. Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.